OpNav Instruction 1752.2 Bravo. Family Advocacy Program. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Instruction 1. Which program was established for the purpose of providing a consistent, standardized response to incidents of domestic or child abuse within the Navy? Family Advocacy Program, Foxtrot Alpha Papa. 2. Who manages the Family Advocacy Program? Commander, Navy Installations Command, Charlie November, India Charlie. 3. Sailors who are involved with domestic or child abuse victims should ensure case-related information is shared only for official purposes with those who have a need to know, unless restrictions for release of information meet criteria per SECNAV Instruction 5211.53 and which other instruction. SECNAV Instruction 5720.42 Foxtrot. 4. Under which UCMJ article are victims of domestic abuse advised of their rights? Article 31. 5. Commanding officers must ensure that all allegations of domestic or child abuse are referred as soon as practicable to base security or Naval Criminal Investigative Service within the guidelines of which instruction? SECNAV Instruction 5820.7 Charlie. 6. Who is responsible for establishing policy and for ensuring that the Family Advocacy Program meets command, sailor, and family member needs? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 7. Who must Navy Personnel Command coordinate with on administrative separation cases when domestic or child abuse or Family Advocacy Program rehab failure are the basis for separation determination? Commander, Navy Installations Command, Charlie November, India Charlie. 8. Navy Personnel Command must ensure that sailors accused of domestic or child abuse are afforded applicable rights under Milpersman Articles 1310-302, 1910-142, 1910-144, 1910-162, and which other reference. SECNAV Instruction 1920.6 Charlie. 9. Who is responsible for ensuring that installation family advocacy programs provide a coordinated approach to domestic and child abuse prevention? Commander, Navy Installations Command, Charlie November, India Charlie. 10. Which committee reviews, makes status determinations with regard to whether or not abuse occurred, and makes recommendations as appropriate in cases of domestic or child abuse? Multidisciplinary Case Review Committee, Charlie, Romeo Charlie. 11. Who are responsible for ensuring that unit commanding officers report alleged FAP incidents and inform the family advocacy representative of all allegations of domestic and child abuse? Type commanders, TICOMs. 12. What must be designated by regional or installation commanders to provide overall clinical management of the family advocacy program? Family Advocacy Representative, Foxtrot Alpha Romeo. 13. Commanding officers must ensure command reporting compliance with OpNav Instruction 1752.2 Bravo, as well as which other instruction? OpNav Instruction 3100.6 Hotel. 14. The Director of Navy Criminal Investigative Service shall ensure compliance with DoD fatality notification requirements per OpNav Instruction 3100.6 Hotel, and which other instruction? SECNAV Instruction 5430.107. 15. What is responsible for developing, implementing, and executing OpNav Instruction 1752.2 Bravo Prevention Training for GMTs? Naval Education Training Command, November Echo Tango Charlie. 16. Who is responsible for ensuring comprehensive medical management for victims of domestic and child abuse? Chief BUMED. 17. An operational report 3, Navy Unit Situation Report, or which other type of OPREP 3, will be used to report incidents of domestic and child abuse by the command to the responsible Echelon 2 command. Navy Blue. 18. What is the Military Protective Order form number? DD2873. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.